4. Morning came, as usual, far too early. I will never understand how we came to think it a good idea to rise while it is still dark. I think our moralists find it virtuous because it is so unpleasant. They always speak approvingly of beginning work at grey dawn, as if that were somehow superior to a bright blue morning. Perhaps it reminds them of campaigning in the field, where soldiers are awakened an hour before dawn. I never saw any good in that either. Only an idiot would fight at such an hour. The reason soldiers are roused at such an hour is that most centurions are cruel and brutal men who enjoy seeing their underlings suffer. Because of that, senators, praetors, and consuls rise when they cannot even see to dress themselves, and feel thereby more virtuous than those who prefer to start the business of the day only after they are fully awake. I wonder how many wars we have lost because the senators who planned them were nodding off in the dim early light of dawn. Nonetheless, I was up and hearing the vigiles report while still yawning and trying to force some breakfast into my fatigue-paralyzed stomach. Mercifully, there had not been a single murder in my district that night. You have to live in the Sabura to understand how glad that made me, especially considering that it might have been my own murder that was reported. All the way home the night before, I had thought I heard the faintest of footsteps behind me. My condition and the darkness of the night were sufficient to make the most skeptical see ghosts, though, so I might have had the whole city to myself. After the vigiles, I received my clients. There was also another visitor, a very tall, strikingly handsome young man dressed in the sort of blue tunic favored by sailors. He smiled when I greeted him, exposing perfect teeth and an attitude friendly but just short of insolence. "I come from Macra," he said. "He told me to speak with you privately." My clients looked him over suspiciously.
"Speak your piece openly, boy," said Burris, my old soldier. "Our patron was assaulted a short time ago, and we not have it happen again."
The youth threw back his head and laughed loudly.
"Then you need have no fear of me, old man. I never have to attack a man twice."
"I think I am safe enough," I told them, ignoring their scandalized looks. "Wait for me in the peristyle. We'll go to the praetors this morning." "To the youth. Come with me." I led him to my writing room, which I had altered to have large windows.